We are sitting at, where are we? About 46 degrees right now. And we are joined, actually, for the last time this season for a community conversation by Larry Millard from Washington County Master Gardeners. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Rick. And happy fall. What a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. We've got sunshine out there. You said you're outside this morning?
I am. I'm looking at my neighbor's tree across the street, just a beautiful orange-red maple against that crystal clear blue sky. It looks amazing.
Yeah. And it seems like we've hit, all of a sudden, we've got trees turning, I think, a little earlier than normal.
I feel like that, too, as I walk around. And I walk every morning through the neighborhood and notice that. Yeah, you're right. I believe it's a bit early.
But that's the way things go, right?
It is.
In a chaotic year like this, we should be surprised that they haven't all turned blue.
True enough.
So let's talk once again about what it is the Washington County Master Gardeners do.
Sure. I usually start with the vision, but let's move to the purpose this time. The Extension Master Gardener Program educates, empowers, and supports volunteers through university research-based information to extend the Wisconsin idea, making a positive difference in lives and communities. Our values, then, we build with, not for. We think globally and act locally. We meet people where they're at. We're scholarly, and most of all, we have fun.
Absolutely. You know, these segments on the radio have been fun, and I've learned a lot. So I appreciate your time once a month to do these.
Certainly. It's been my pleasure.
So no real activities going on, of course, but next year will be better. But you do still have the plant health advisor available.
We do. We do have the plant health advisor. We are, as a group, really kind of regrouping and planning for 2021 to come back, obviously, even stronger than this year, as we missed so many opportunities to connect with the community this year. But next year we will. And obviously, yeah, that plant health advisor is still available. Please call with questions, as you may have this fall as things arise. That number is 262-335-4477 at the extension office.
All right. And then just ask for the plant health advisor.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, frost is coming. May not be a killing frost at this point, but I think we're going to see some, we may see some frost certainly in the next couple of days. So it seems timely to talk about closing out the garden for fall.
Yeah, absolutely. As I heard Carl talk this morning, yep, we're going to have a frost, looks like Thursday night, Friday morning. He didn't extend out to Saturday. I did hear, though, that it could be pretty, pretty cold Friday night / Saturday morning. So we really have to be ready for that. We talked a little bit last month about extending the growing season and getting past some of that frost. So we'll just kind of repeat that. You know, create a plan for a barrier, some kind of thing to protect your plants from the frost. That could be an old bed sheet, which most of us use. There are temporary floating row covers or greenhouses even that you can use to just keep things separated from those cold mornings. Also, in that whole plan, you can grow some things in containers and then move those into a covered area, as I've done. I brought some of my container peppers and tomatoes out to my front yard, which is right by the garage door, so I can slide them in at night and bring them back out in the morning so they can get their sun.
I should have left one tomato in a container plant, one tomato plant. But
I would, yeah, do it next year. I would recommend it, absolutely. Then you can move it around. You can put it into shelter if you need to and keep it going a little bit longer.
Well, and I have a listener who has said that he's done that for years. He's got them in, like 5-gallon buckets or something, and just kind of wheels them around on a cart to where they need to be. And he says he gets tomatoes, you know, well into the fall.
Absolutely. And the other thing about containers, I mean, we're off a little bit, but you can really concentrate the nutrition to that plant when you're growing in a container. You can build beautiful soil, and then as you fertilize, it's right there and contained, and it's just a really beautiful way, I believe, to grow veggies around the house.
All right. So now it's the end of the season. The garden's got this that looks dead and that looks like it's never coming back. How do you tell what to take out and what to leave in?
Well, you can tell if a plant is healthy by the color of its leaves, generally speaking. Now, the leaves will turn colors just like as the chlorophyll empties, as like your trees do, and that's a normal reacting process of those plants. But if you've got disease where you can see yellow spotting or black spotting, that's more or less disease, and that you want to kind of get rid of. As you take things out of your garden, if it looks sickly, let's get rid of it and don't keep it in the yard because we don't want that to come back next year.
Okay. That makes sense. And again, compost when you can, where you can.
Yes, absolutely. If you keep those areas clean, you're going to be able to keep the green material for next year. You know, dry it up, put it in, mix it with your leaves this fall. And get it ready for your garden next year.
All right. Now, there are some fall bulbs that people should think about planting about now, right?
Oh, absolutely. And my favorite, and a lot of favorite of the master gardeners, as I've been seeing, is the garlic. Now is the time to get the garlic in the ground over the next couple of weeks. So you can go right up until frost time if you can't get to it. But you can start now. And garlic is a gift. You put one clove in the ground this time of year. Next July, you'll pull out a full bulb. So it'll grow six times what you put in this year.
So
then you pull one clove and you put it back in the next year. You never have to buy garlic again. And off you go. You've got some of the greatest tasting free garlic over the next many, many, many years to come. Shallots kind of the same way, and some of your flowering bulbs could be put in this time of year as well, getting ready for next spring. They need that freeze-thaw cycle to really provide their best show next year.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a dumb question here.
Sure.
Where do I get the garlic to plant?
Well, you might have a friend that is growing garlic now. You do have one friend who's growing garlic now, and that's me. I could certainly hook you up with a couple of cloves. And that's kind of the sharing part. Sharing is caring, Rick. If you've got friends that will share perennials, will share seeds from their peppers and tomatoes. Garlic, I think, is probably one that's really shared. Although there are some garlic producers that do have sales in the fall. I think they're already passed by now, where you can go ahead and buy certain strains of garlic. But why not get one from a friend? Again, sharing is caring.
I'll send you a message later.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you mentioned seeds. Can we? It's not really on the list here, but if I want to save the seeds from this pepper plant that I had, the one that was basically indestructible, I want to save some seeds from that, what do I do?
So you will cut the pepper half in two, pull those seeds out. I like to lay them on a paper towel, on a plate, and put them in a warm spot in the kitchen. Label them, of course, so you know what they are. Let them dry for about a week, and then you can go ahead and put them in a little Ziploc container, mark that, and you'll have them ready to plant next spring.
All right.
But be sure that pepper is as ripe as it can be. In many cases, those peppers will turn red as they ripen, and some kind of the green. This is a green pepper plant, Rick.
I
forget.
It is.
Yeah. So, is leave it on the plant as long as you can. The more mature that pepper is, the better the seeds that will come off, and the better germination rate you'll have in the spring.
Okay, and then start them inside if you can.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's something to do when it's still cold outside. You can go down in the basement and get a little heat mat and some soil. And we kind of showed you that a little bit, I think, this past spring when we were still able to come into the studio.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's really a joy when that first starts, and you see those first little leaves come up out of the soil, and you think, wow, that little plant is going to produce, like you told me earlier, four peppers sometimes later in the year.
Right.
It's an incredible, incredible process.
Right, right. Now, what about cover crops?
Oh, cover crops are really a way to protect and enhance your garden, especially in your raised bed. It's a crop that you would grow about this time of year. It could be legumes, beans, it could be wheat, or anything that's kind of an annual plant that is going to die off in the winter. What it will do is grow, and in the case of legumes, they'll set nitrogen into the soil, which adds fertilizer. And also, all of that plant material that has grown up will die back, and you can sort of scratch that into the surface, and it becomes part of the soil, adding organic matter. It also helps with water runoff and the soil stabilization, and just cover crops are amazing. And it's something to look at and add some interest over the winter.
Okay. All right. What about fertilizing?
Well, we talked last week that the lawn fertilizer should have been done by now. And if not, you've still got time. Get it down. Gives your lawn a really good head start next spring. In your garden beds, you know, if you can top that with some compost, if you're able to build that, or you have to purchase that or add that to it, this will, again, enrich your soil. Just kind of put it on the top, and it will work its way down into the soil.
All right. And we're already starting to see leaves falling. What should people do with the leaves?
Leaves are really one of Mother Nature's best gifts this time of year. If we took a look at the forest floor, for instance, all of the leaves are falling. Millions of years, they're falling, and they're decomposing. And next year, they fall, and they decompose. And they build this fantastic soil. If you would go out into the woods and just dig a 6 inches down, you'll see some of the most beautiful, black, great-smelling soil that you've ever seen. So what we like to do is mimic that with the leaves that fall from the trees in our yard. We could leave them in the lawn, grind them up as you go over it with the lawnmower. I see many people that rake them off and leave them in the curb for the city to pick up. But why not save them? Why not add that organic matter to your lawn or your garden any way that you can? Just great, great addition and additive. You could also just create a pile of leaves. They'll decompose on their own and create this great leaf mold, what we call. And you can use that for an additive next year. You can use it for a mulch in your garden. It's just a great thing. Let's use those leaves.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I think that gets us to the end of the list, Larry.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it does. And Rick, I wanted to thank you. I know you'd said that as we were speaking earlier, but I want to thank you, too, for the opportunity that we can spread our message this year, especially this year when our outreach has been really very limited. We're taking steps to come back, you know, next year stronger than ever in 2021. And I hope to get there in the studio with you on a monthly basis next year so we can bring some samples. You can see them. We'll get you growing and going that way.
All right. Sounds good. Larry, thank you so much. And again, you know, I'm going to let you close this segment with your phrase at the end here.
Yes, indeed. Well, have fun and smell the soil.